This is CRI News and I'm Lucy Du. At least 35 people are dead and over 100 others injured in a train derailment in northern Spain. The train jumped the tracks while pulling into the city of Santiago de Compostela in Spain's northwest on Wednesday evening. The train, which was traveling from Madrid to Ferrol, derailed on a bend shortly after coming out of a tunnel. The track itself was recently upgraded to allow for high-speed trains. At least 13 carriages came off the rails, with several of them catching fire. Around 240 are thought to have been traveling on the train. The train itself was full, as Thursday is the start of a four-day weekend in the region. The central government has rolled out another round of policies to try to give a lift to the economy amid the current slowdown. The new measures include suspending taxes for small businesses, simplifying customs clearance procedures, and further opening up the country's railway sector. The State Council has decided to suspend the value-added tax and turnover tax for small businesses with monthly sales of less than 20,000 yuan starting in August. The policy statement has been issued following an executive meeting headed by Premier Li Keqiang. The State Council says the move will benefit more than 6 million small companies and boost the income of tens of millions of people. U.S. officials are now trying to clarify the status of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. The White House has been talking with Russian officials following conflicting reports about the 30-year-old's status. It was initially reported on Wednesday that Snowden has received the necessary papers to leave the Moscow airport, where he has been stranded for nearly a month. However, Snowden's lawyer later issued a statement saying the NSA contractor still remains stuck at the airport. Egyptian authorities have launched what they are calling their own war on terrorism. The statement follows a meeting among interim President Adli Mansour and his top advisers. This comes after the country's defense minister and military chief, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, put out a call for the liberal elements to take to the streets to support the military in its fight against terrorism. Supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi are blasting the new call, describing it as rallying cry for a civil war. The U.S. government has decided to suspend the delivery of F-16 fighter jets to Egypt. A spokesperson for the Pentagon says given the current situation in Egypt, it would not be appropriate to move forward with the delivery. The decision to suspend the jet deliveries has been made by U.S. President Barack Obama with the full support of his national security team. A spokesperson for the Pentagon says while they have halted delivery of the fighter jets, the U.S. remains committed to its defense relationship with Egypt. The U.S. provides billions of dollars in military assistance to Egypt every year. At least 6 people are dead and close to 36 others injured after a suicide attack on the home to Pakistan's spy agency. A suicide bomber filled a vehicle full of explosives into the front of the Inter-Services Intelligence Complex in the city of Sukkur in Pakistan's southern province of Sindh. Following the initial explosions, 4 more militants entered the facility. 3 managed to detonate their suicide vests. A 4th has been arrested. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. There has been another well explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. This time, a natural gas well has caught fire and collapsed off the coast of Louisiana. All 44 workers on the platform were evacuated before the well collapsed due to the heat of the fire. Environmental authorities say that they have not seen any sheen on the surface of the water. This means the still-burning natural gas well is not ejecting any oil or other hydrocarbons into the water. The companies which operate the rig are planning to send out a relief rig to try to bring the natural gas discharge under control. Officials from Buckingham Palace have revealed the name of Britain's new prince. George Alexander Louis, the Prince of Cambridge, will be third in line to the throne. The name was a favourite amongst bookmakers ahead of the announcement. Well, China's TV regulator has announced that it is going to cap the number of singing competitions that can be broadcast. The move is to try to prevent these programs from clogging airwaves this summer. The new directive says satellite broadcasters have to stop investing in any new singing competitions. Shows that have already been produced but have not yet aired cannot be aired until after the summer school vacation. Series currently being aired are going to be put on different schedules. This year has seen a huge surge in singing talent shows following the popularity and commercial success of the first season of The Voice of China. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.